Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Janice Malone, host of Film Festival Radio Show, and we have a brand new interview that was done just a couple of days ago for you to hopefully enjoy. Well, there is a new film that will be opening on August 23rd nationwide, and the title of the film is The Forge, and it's an inspirational new faith-based film. And as I said, it will be arriving in theaters all across the nation on August 23rd from Sony Pictures. And it is being described as sort of a coming-of-age type of film, topic-wise. The star of the film, female lead, is minister and actress Priscilla Shira. And so if you saw the number one independent film a few years ago, The War Room, you know that Priscilla did an amazing job starring as the lead actress in that film. So now she's the lead actress in this new film, The Forge. So again, it's about a young man. He's been out of high school only a year, has no plans for the future. His name is Isaiah, the character. And he is challenged by his single mom who raised him. And she's challenging him to do better with his life. And so they kind of clash there, of course. But it gets better as the film progresses on. And so the character Isaiah is portrayed by a very talented young man. His name is Aspen Kennedy, and he is the lead actor in The Forge. He's originally from Memphis, and this is his debut on the big screen. But we've seen him in some television films and television shows, BET's Kingdom Business, Kirk Franklin's The Night Before Christmas, and some other productions as well. But this is his first time as a lead actor in a major movie role on the big screen there. So he does a wonderful job. And so I had the opportunity to chat with him, and I think you will enjoy it. He's a very talented, just a real personable young guy. And again, just does a wonderful job in The Forge. And I also want to mention that The Forge is from the same team, the Kendrick Brothers, who are the creators of The War Room. Cannot leave that out. So I think they're going to once again have another hit film on their hands. So congratulations to the Kendrick Brothers ahead of time. So make sure that you go see the film. It opens this weekend, again on August 23rd. So let's roll it with my chat with actor Aspen Kennedy, who has the lead male role in the new film, The Forge. Let's take a listen. Yeah, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, I will say that I saw the Las Vegas premiere. It was a media premiere for The Forge during the Stella Awards weekend. And, Aspen, this movie, I guess I don't have to tell you, but this movie is fantastic. The response from the media audience, there were some gospel music celebrities in the audience as well, and Priscilla Shira was there. People were crying, happy tears, you know, shouting and what have you. It was especially one of the ladies from the group, Mary, and she was saying how much it motivated her. So what kind of feedback? I know it's going to premiere nationwide. The Forge will premiere nationwide August 23rd, but what kind of feedback have you been seeing so far?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to what you said as well, because so many reviews and feedback after the screenings have been so powerful, just the testimonies of people feeling moved to go start their own forges and feeling led to say, hey, I have to go pour into somebody. I have to, you know, step it up in my discipleship. Or also, I've gotten so many messages of people like, you know what, like the forgiveness aspect, like I didn't realize that I was still harboring things that were in my heart, but now I need to go forgive someone. So just the power of, you know, the principles in the film touching people's heart to go take action has been the most rewarding thing.
Of course, your character, Isaiah Wright, I mean, starting out, Isaiah is, I don't really like Isaiah early on.
Yeah, nobody does.
What about you? When you first read the script and saw the character, what was your impression?
My first impression was truly to, I witnessed and I observed like the power of God, because he was a young man. Again, he had no clear sense of direction. There was a thing where he had a praying mother who prayed for him, and that just shows the power of prayer, even when things don't seem to be going our way. But when we surrender through prayer and say, hey, God, I need your help with this. Or like our, Cynthia, she prayed for Isaiah, like, hey, Lord, help him, draw him to you. And just seeing how the moving parts of him trying to go find a job, and then even though his attitude could have ruined it for him, like the grace was still shown through Joshua to be able to say, hey, let me take you out to lunch because I see potential in you. And that shows how God sees us. But to see the principles worked out and expressed through the film was my biggest takeaway, to see, man, God, I see you all over this script. And it was such an amazing opportunity to be a part of this project.
I'm telling you, I was in tears as well with the rest of the audience. Like, you just can't help it. You just can't help it. But it's a good thing.
Yeah, I cry too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, your character again, Isaiah, is there, you know, as you were studying and, you know, the script, getting ready for filming, all that, is there anybody in your life or circle that you kind of witnessed to as far as the Isaiah character or anything like that?
Yeah, so actually my college professor at Jackson State, he was my acting professor, and he gave me a word of encouragement that, you know, literally allowed me to take that word and pursue this thing full time. And I'm so grateful for him, and he's still like, he's like a spiritual dad now. He's just like, man, just to see where God is taking you. But I'm like, man, like, I'm so grateful for you being that vessel of pouring that word into me, because that really made me feel like, hey, if this person is a working actor, and he's telling me that I can do this, that I can do it, that means I truly can do this too. So I'm so grateful for him. But yeah, as far as the other, like, I think, what was the second part of the question? I'm sorry.
Is there anyone in your personal life, your maybe relatives or friends, that you kind of can shape the character after them, or maybe you witness to them through your character?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's a little bit more personal than that, because me, when I grew up, I didn't have my father either. And I was raised by my mother. She was a single parent. So just being able to understand the aspects of, you know, not having my dad around and seeing my mom do everything was a thing where I was like, okay, I truly understand this. So I did relate to that on a personal level for sure.
What are the other things about the film? Again, The Forge opens nationwide August 23. I've seen it, but I want to see it again. So what is the film really drives home the point about the importance of dads and male mentorship. So talk about that with the film.
I believe it's so important because when you think about just the component of having the father there, you know, you see strength, you see authority, you see just how he's supposed to be a leader. And sometimes when that's missing from the family or from the household, it can be difficult for anyone to understand and grasp a heavenly father. Because some people may say, okay, how can I believe in God if, you know, my father wasn't there? But it's a thing where, like, his promise says, I will be a father to the fatherless. And that's what he's been in my life personally. So just to know that despite, you know, someone's imperfections, that, you know, no one is perfect, but it's a thing where we have a perfect and a just God, to the point where when we welcome him into our hearts and when we believe in him and we lend him our trust, that he will show up in any situation that we allow him to and we make room for. So just truly just understanding that his power is available, and sometimes all we have to do is just trust him and surrender.
So true. So very true. So before we close out, your career is red hot, as they say, hotter than fish grease right now. So what's next for you? Can you talk about what your next project is?
Yeah, so actually earlier this year, I filmed a Western. It was set in the 1800s. It's based on a true story about the first historic cattle drive movement from Georgia to Florida. So there's a lot of cowboy stuff, horseback riding, and it was really fun just to be and to go back in time, so to speak, and just to be a part of the project, because I want to do, like, you know, different things too, like Westerns, inspirational dramas and stuff like that. But I love movies that are also biopics as well. So that was really fun to do that.
You actually rode some horses?
Yeah. So actually I trained for 2 weeks on horses here in Georgia, and then we went down to Florida, and I worked with the horse that I was going to be working with for the entire time of filming. And so, yeah, so we filmed for 2 months, and there was a lot, like, I was on horseback probably like at least 3 times out of the week, mostly all day. So it was really fun.
Oh, wow, that's exciting. And finally, Aspen, how can people reach out to you to give feedback to you about The Forge?
Oh, yeah, so on social media, on Instagram, at Aspen Kennedy, AspenKennedy. And that's my only social media handle.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember. Well, congratulations on The Forge again. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, I have been promoting this film for the last 3 weeks all over the place. So thank you so much. And all of the cast for Solo Shara, everybody involved in this wonderful film. So congratulations, and we'll see you next Western movie you're coming out with, I guess next year.
Yep, except for 2020 pause.
Okay. Sure. Well, we'll see you then. So in the meantime, we'll see you on The Forge, August 23rd, nationwide opening. So thank you again so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.